to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature.
Herman Hesse was born July 2, 1877, in a small town located in the Black Forest region of Germany. His upbringing was steeped in the traditions and values of a Christian household. His father, Johannes Hesse, was a Baltic German missionary who had served in India, and his mother, Marie, was the daughter of a renowned missionary and Indologist. This deeply religious background had a profound impact on Hesse's early life, although he would later rebel against the strictures of his upbringing. As a child, Hesse was highly intelligent and showed a precocious interest in literature and the arts. However, his early years were marked by emotional turmoil. He struggled with the expectations placed upon him by his family, as well as the rigid educational systems of the time. After a brief, unhappy stint at a theological seminary, where he was expected to prepare for a career in the clergy, Hesse ran away in 1892. This single act of defiance marked the beginning of a lifelong quest for personal freedom and spiritual self-realization. Hesse's rebellion against traditional values and his desire to carve out his own path led him to pursue various jobs before dedicating himself to writing. He worked as a bookseller's apprentice in Basel, experiences that deepened his love for literature and gave him the opportunity to explore the works of writers like Goethe, Schiller, and Novalis. During this time, Hesse began writing poetry and short stories, although his early efforts met with little success. It wasn't until the publication of his first novel, Peter Karmensind, in 1904, that Hesse gained significant recognition. The novel, which tells the story of a young man's journey of self-discovery, resonated with readers and established Hesse as a promising new voice in German literature. The success of the book allowed Hesse to devote himself fully to writing, and he soon followed it with other notable works, including Beneath the Wheel in 1906, which critiqued the oppressive nature of the educational system, drawing from his own experiences. In 1904, Hesse married a beautiful young woman called Maria, a photographer and a descendant of a famous family of mathematicians. During this period, Hesse published several novels and short stories, including Gertrude in 1910, which reflected his ongoing exploration of the artist's role in society. The outbreak of World War I in 1914 had a profound impact on Hesse. Although initially he was a supporter of Germany's involvement in the war, he soon became disillusioned with the nationalistic fervor and the senseless violence that characterized the conflict. Hesse's newly found pacifist stance and his public criticism of the war made him a controversial figure in Germany, leading to estrangement from some of his readers and colleagues. During the conflict, Hesse worked with prisoners of war and refugees in Switzerland, where he had moved with his family. The war years were also a time of personal crisis for Hesse. His marriage began to unravel, and he struggled with depression and a sense of alienation. Hesse then